Hello everybody and welcome to the education session. The first speaker is Marcus, and he's going to speak about community-based learning and knowledge and sharing.
Thank you. Well, my name is Markus Kainu. Hope you had a good lunch. I will give another presentation on learning R for you, but I will try to emphasize a bit more sort of the teaching side of the learning and within an organization. There's two background organizations that I have listed here. One is R OpenGov, which is a community project for open government data, and the other one is the Social Insurance Institution of Finland, Kela, that pays for my salary. So I wanted to begin with listing a couple of differences between my approach and the many excellent presentations we have had so far on learning and teaching R. So, like I said, in this, that I will discuss teaching sort of professionals with strong knowledge in statistics and in data analysis, but who are new to R and new to modern computation. The code base that I will show you is far from a platform. It's just a very low-level tool for creating customized assignments and for summarizing the assignments locally. And this is to supplement the sort of the learning platforms, the R packages, the textbooks, the webinars, the question and answer sites, the software carpentry, you name it, with sort of tailored exercises to for your domain, either your field of science or your organization, your IT infrastructure, and your human language. And primarily this is, and has been a tool just to make my life easier, but let's see if that would also be benefit of yours. So R OpenGov is a community. Leo Lahti will give a lightning talk today at 5:50. So you should attend that if you want to know a bit more. My organization is, like I said, the Social Insurance Institution of Finland, sort of a backbone of a Finnish welfare state, distributes social benefits worth of roughly 15 billion euros every year for almost all Finns. We sort of, as a return, we collect data from Finns from the day they were born, or actually a few months before, until they have no use for the pension anymore. Kela was the first SAS customer in Finland in 1984 and has been a faithful one ever since. But now, over the let's say really recently, we have gone through a major data warehousing reform, and the solution that SAS could provide wasn't attractive enough, so Kela started looking for new solutions. R is one of them. I joined Kela a year ago, and kind of as a coincidence, the R was taking off, and now there's plenty of work to integrate R in research, but not only in research, but also in the IT and in sort of in general statistics production. You may know Kela, I mean, Finns know Kela very well, but the international audience maybe knows the basic income experiment in Finland, so Kela is the one who designed that and implemented it. And if there's one thing that is harder than learning R, it is designing or especially implementing a basic income experiment. So stay out of that. Okay, so what we did a 12-week course for the researchers. Like I said, they were experienced with a background in economy, sociology, biomedicine, statistics, and we aim to provide sort of a working knowledge of R at the end of the course. They could, at some level at least, they could be able to integrate R into their daily work. So we had some introductory classroom lectures, but mostly we had online lectures put together from webinars, from textbook chapters, from some interactive sites, and you know all these resources. And then they were supplemented with tailored homework assignments, followed by a sort of a live classroom feedback sessions. As a result of this course, as a result of a few other courses I've run at the university, I did a bit also at my previous work at the Food and Agriculture Organization, UN, I thought that, and looking forward, that there will be a more and more demand of kind of an ad hoc internal R sessions. So I came up with this package, Edu, really recently. And what it does, like I said, you can create assignments, you can assess the assignment, and maybe the most importantly, you can manipulate the existing assignments or the exercises, and you can add new exercises. And I will just make a quick demonstration here, assuming that you have a R course coming, and you need to create an assignment for your students. And in R Studio, you have the package installed, you open a new R script, and you open the add-on. And we think that, okay, so this will be week one, and we will be studying data importing. So you may be surprised at, okay, where the data comes from and what is this. I will just briefly show that in the end. So I will just pick the first three assignments here. I will do that in English. They're also in Finnish here, but also in English, and that's it. So now it populates the empty R script with the assignments in this sort of a Roxygen notation. And you have, in the end, you have also the correct answers here for your own sort of reference. But before you distribute this to the students, you take that off, you save the assignment here, and you either email or somehow give it to your students. Then 1 week later, your students have completed their assignments, and they are here in this folder with three different students having answered in these exercises. And so they have one has replaced the default answer with don't know. Z tried his best but couldn't find the right data frame, and the X used plot cars for all the exercises. Okay, so then you want to sort of, what you need as a teacher, that you want them just to be in a single script that you can then compile, and you can have the students' answers and the right answers, and then you can give the feedback for your students. So then you can go to all the steps are explained here. So you go to assessing assignments here. There's only one function actually in the package right now called the process assignments. So you have all the assignments in a single folder. And what you do, you for the function, you give the path to the folder where the assignments are. You give the path where you want to summarize the summary report to go, and then you give the name for the summary report. And when you run it, in this case, you can then find it from the summaries folder. And here, let's see, we then have the script with all the answers and then the correct answers in the end. And if you just compile the report, you get the HTML in this case. It's very simple, but now you have the question here and you have the right answers below. So that's kind of how you would run the course, but of course you would need to, this is not for kind of running generic exercises, but mainly that you need to do something for your people and in your language, and probably that work only internally. So the data structure, so we actually have like, we have two R scripts. We have one for the add-in, and then we have another one for assessing the assignments. And then we have a, if you go to, this is the package folder, there's a data folder, and then there are several YAML files. And then if we look at the one of these files, for instance, the basic, so we can see the data structure we have right now. So it has an ID, this has to be unique, then there's a domain, this is all for the add-in, the user interface. Then you can grade somehow if you like. Then you have the question in different human languages, here in Finnish and in English. And then you have the answer here below. If you would like to make a new assignment, you would just, let's say, save this, not here, but to the data folder. Let's say extra.yaml, and you would go to the website. There was just a couple of. Let's see. I will take one a bit more complex YAML block here that also has some extras like this, and then we would take another one with a few more languages. I like this, let's see. Okay, so now we have a new set of exercises, and out of this we can then, once we build the package, we could open up a new R script and create an assignment with extra domain, and then we would have this, there was something wrong with the with how I designed the YAML. But I don't have time to go through this. It worked 15 minutes ago. So anyway, this is how it works. And to go back to the slides. So to summarize again, I mean, with this Edu package, you can create these assignments based on the questionnaires that are currently there. You can assess the assignments once students have completed them and you have somehow collected them, and then you can add new exercises. Then, of course, this is a very low level, and I've kept it very, very basic. But you can then build, you know, dashboards and rankings and whatever on top of the exercises, assignments, if you have a kind of a internal facilities for students to submit their assignments, and you know, however you find useful. Okay, sort of the lessons learned from here is that, I mean, this is a bit more general, not about this code base, but for teaching or for professionals, from my point of view. That is a quite a big step to jump from Statta or SAS or from SPSS, especially into scripting. So that kind of a step should be maybe a bit better facilitated, at least in the way I've studied. And then just the basics of R, because people have a bit of a background, so they could actually benefit from explaining the basics. Maybe more than students, and more easier, better tailored exercises solving well-known problems using well-known data sets. So this is the one thing that always comes up, that okay, yeah, storms, MPG, empty cars. No, you know, we want to do something with unemployment benefits or with the child allowances. And less ideological talk. That was the one thing, that if R is good enough, then, you know, it's good enough. That's all they want to know. From my point of view, I always know my students, but I would need to know them like really, really well in order to construct these exercises. the language, the human language is important. Many of the, especially when talking about computation, many of the terms are unclear for people, even in their own language, not to mention in English. So if you can provide the assignments in their own language, I think that is a benefit. They have a very little time, very critical. They need to unlearn where are the bad habits they have been taught in their own disciplines. But on the other hand, they are kind of, if you are within the organization, there are sort of direct benefits for you if you are able to successfully conduct the course, so you can, you know, start scaling up things pretty quick. But then on the other hand, you have to kind of accept that there are professionals with different interests, and for many it may be enough if they just kind of learn the basics, what the programming is and what you can achieve with programming, with R, with automation, and they don't really need to learn to code independently. And as for the package, maybe a package developers, one thing would be also to think about is to maybe provide, in addition to vignettes and the good tutorials, some exercises in some kind of a data format that could be then used in this kind of courses. And any kind of contributions are more than welcome. Thank you.